it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions you've sent in. And I want to take just a minute and thank you for our partners. Our partners make this possible. They pay for all this, the equipment, the studio, what we do here. We're on three times a week. We go all over the world, believe it or not. And so that's because of our partners. So if you ever think about being a partner with us, go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. You can sign up right there, $5 a month, $50 a month, one-time gift, every how you want to do. But partners make this possible. So guys, you that are our partners, thank you for what you do. So Angel, let's jump in.
All righty then. I'm a single parent and my children are beginning to act out. The easy thing for me to do would be to blame their absentee father, but I don't want to do that. What are ways I can address the fact that their father is not here without talking bad about him?
Don't mention it.
Well, having been in a similar situation,
you answer that better.
I was very careful never to say anything bad about my ex to my children because I had never been from a divorced family, but he had been, and he had watched his mom and dad do that. And it was very painful to him. And I didn't want to keep that type of a pattern going. So I was very careful. And I would always say to my children, if you see this as anything other than someone that was hurt, that lashed out because they were hurt, you'll see this wrong. It's not about you. And it's really not even about me. This is a hurt within him. And that only God can fulfill that. And I think it is not uncommon for your kids to act out, to kind of sow their oats and everything.
They have flesh. Flesh goes stupid every day. That's when they need parents.
And particularly if you as a couple at one point took a stand for Christ and then they find, well, look at, this is pretty hypocritical. Look at what's going on. Da, 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 da. So there's a lot of,
where's God at? You say God's important. Where's he at? Our family went south. What happened to it? Well, people make individual decisions. You got to just get biblical with them. Every individual makes a decision. God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. Everybody gets to choose. Not everybody chooses God. Not everybody's going to go to heaven, but there's 8 scriptures about how God paid the price for you to go to heaven. Jesus talked about it. But you can choose to go to hell if you want to. God won't make you choose. He didn't tell you the choice. He said, I set before you life, death, you choose. And so we all, every human that's ever been conceived gets to choose. God's a very just, fair God. So what Angels have done has been very, very good. I mean, she's never, ever talked bad about her former husband, ever.
Well, and the thing is I think, too, when we realize that our children have been hurt, it's very easy to wink at some things that are being done or being said. And I remember, you know, thinking, okay, now I'm going to have to be the mom and the dad in this situation. I remember we had moved and it wasn't a huge thing, but my son, I got a call from the school principal. And he said, I just want you to know if Sumner shows up to class one more time without a pencil or a piece of paper, the teacher's not going to let him come in to the class again. Well, I didn't know that this had been a common, an occurring thing. So he said, so I'm going to meet with Sumner in the morning, but I wanted you to know before I met with him, what's going on. And I said, what time are you meeting with him? And he said, 10 o'clock. I go, well, I'll be there. So Sumner comes into the principal's office and he turns and looks and sees me sitting there and he turns white.
Uh-oh, the she-bear's here.
And so I sat there and listened to the principal, who was a pretty strong authority figure. And he cut to the chase real quick.
No slack.
And he let Sumner have it. And he said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's, you know, suddenly getting the authority thing going really fast. And then he said, now, Ms. Curtis, that was my name at the time. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this? And I turned and looked at my son. I said, no, what I will add, we'll add this afternoon when I'm alone with my son. But I am confident that we're not going to have this problem again. Isn't that correct, son? And he's like, yes, ma'am, we won't. Now, that was a little bitty thing. So, I mean, you know, and when you say they're acting up, that can be anything from, you know, trying drugs, staying
out. Too much sugar, not enough sleep, arguing with a friend.
Yeah. And they will act out because they're hurt. So my suggestion is, if you're in a good church, which I hope you are, but if you're in a good church, get some counseling with your kids. I am a firm believer, especially when you're so deeply wounded, that and that's a, that as a wife and a spouse, that's a rejection, but it's a deep wound to a child. It's like, why wasn't I good enough? Yeah. Why did he leave? Why doesn't he like me anymore?
Well, there's no saying hurt people hurt people.
And they do. So you want to heal that hurt so that the pattern will end with them.
Don't give them a target. Don't, like I said, don't talk bad about the former spouse. Don't give them a target. Well, the reason this is because you're no good southbound ex, you know, don't. That's not the reason. There's a devil in hell and he hates everybody the same. And so Christians and heathens alike. So flesh is not your enemy. It's never your enemy. So you start getting on the flesh, you're aiming at the wrong target. That's not going to work.
And I will say this, that when we were first separated, my kids were little. My daughter was 8. And she came up to me one day and she had a little Curious George doll she carried around all the time. And she's just kind of twisting it around. And I said, well, honey, what's going on? She's burst into tears. And she said, what's that in the car stays in the car. I said, what? I don't know what you're saying. And then I called her brother over and I said, hey, Nicole said, what's said in the car stays in the car. What does that mean? And he just dropped his little head. And he said, well, Dad's just been saying some bad things about you. But he says, remember, what's said in the car stays in the car. Well, first of all, I was angry that he would even put my children in that position, because I thought it was very unfair. But here's the interesting part of that story. I've never said anything bad about him. I didn't then, and I still have it to this day. And we've been divorced for many, many years. But to this day, it backfired on him. And what happened was that if he or anyone else says anything bad about me, they are both extremely defensive about that. Because they watched and they saw the truth.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is to show your children what being a Christian really means.
Truth
that I'm going to love when the other person's unlovable.
Yeah.
So, and I would encourage you to get some support from your church for your kids, because that's what the church is for.
Yes.
Okay, Joe, I need hope for the future. Inflation is eating into my family's budget and has been a struggle. I don't know what to do or where to go. Do you have anything I can stand on during these trying times?
Yeah, you got to go straight to the Word of God, because, you know, I mean, we joke about it. Ains and I joke about it every day. We come out of our country neighborhood here, first thing we pass the gas station, and they got the big gas price signs up there, and we would joke. I mean, went up another dollar. Went up another dollar. Well, it's got almost $4 since, you know, politically back a little ways. It's like, where's it going? Well, it's not going down anytime soon. We stopped pumping the stuff that produces oil. There's a lot of political reasons, but you can't change it. You can vote. You need to vote. You need to pray. And so you got to go to the fact that, well, God supplies all money. So Angel knows. We pass a gas station and we travel all over America. I see a big old sign and I'll say every time, what do I say? I say, man, praise God. God bless our president. Praise God.
Yeah, but I'm not nearly as good as he is.
I just say, Lord bless him. Any way you can.
He does say it.
Bless him. Send laborers across his path. Give him some wisdom. Talk to him when he goes to sleep. God bless him, you know. And because eventually it's going to bite everybody in the shorts. America moves, but they move slow. But eventually people say, hey, you know, just 2 years ago, man, it was like $3 cheaper a gallon. What did you do to us? Well, I stopped messing with that oil. No, you messed with oil. What did you do to us? And so politically, things move slow. You know, every 2 years or 4 years, somebody gets reelected or whatever. In the meantime, God did not die and fall off the throne. So I have to go back to the fact, God, you said you supply my need. My need has really gone up the ladder somewhat. And so we need to keep the gas tanks full. We made jokes about it, filling up the gas tank. We did a video the other day. It's like, man, I didn't know it'd take that much to fill up a tank of gas. And so, and there's people that they need that gas to earn a living, to do what they do. They drive long distance. They drive every day. It's like, come on, man, you're cutting into my budget. I got kids to take care of and bills to pay. Like, so what's going to happen? Everybody's got the same thoughts you do. Well, I got to go to God. What can I do about it? Well, I can go protest. That won't get me more money. I can go get an extra job. I'm already working 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day. I can't do that. So I got to go to God. God, you supply all my need. So that's all I'm going to start thanking you. All I need is supply. And God will do some miraculous things. But you got to get him involved. Now, the Bible says this: God inhabits praise.
Yes.
God goes where he gets thanked. And what the devil does is get your mouth moving real negative. Man, we're never going to make it. We're going to go broke. We're going to lose everything we've got. We'll never get it back. You know, and it's like, no, no. You got to say, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything I set my hand to prosper. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, which is poverty. I've been redeemed from that. No, I'm not poor. I'm not going to go poor. I'm blessed, highly favored. And there are people, like when I used to teach, I was a school administrator for 10 years. And I used to teach high school kids, said, listen, during the Depression, when the stock market crashed and people jumped off buildings, committed suicide, during the Depression, millionaires and billionaires were born. While some companies were going belly up, some people became billionaires. So you got to choose. You got to say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to trust God. So keep your mouth moving the right direction. Don't get caught up in the negative because there's no way out of that.
And I think, you know, I mean, I think it is a good time to say, I probably have been a little too loose on the spending right
now.
Yeah, here.
We all have. Yeah. You learned it. Man, I didn't realize we didn't need that.
Yeah.
We didn't need that.
We've been eating out too much. So, yes. So we've made some adjustments here at our home as well. So.
Man, I love scrambled egg sandwiches. I have fallen in love with them again.
Not so much over here.
Man, you know how cheap an egg is? Woo, mercy, I'm telling you. I love eggs. And Angel has no comment.
I have no comment because I hate cleaning the dishes after he's made an egg mess in the kitchen. Anyway.
It's just cheaper.
It is cheaper.
I love the flavor.
Not so much. I'm not an egg person.
Yep, she's not.
All right.
Well, moving on.
Well, I pretty much think that sums up our day.
Well, one more sort of positive thought. There's been hard times financially before.
Yes.
I remember I was a senior in high school when gas prices jumped from 25 cents a gallon to $1.19 a gallon. So $1.19 in 1 week, almost a dollar. My dad threw a fit. My dad was a hardworking man, a good supporter, good husband, good dad. But he worked swing shifts at a big old factory, had 7,000 employees. He worked hard. And he said, man, this will kill America. I thought, nah, it won't kill America. It's going to top things up a little bit. And so gas prices shot up and they never went down. And so dad said, I'm not paying any gas. I'll walk to work. I'll thumb. I think he did it for about a week and realized this said there's no future in this. So what are you going to do? We got to tighten up some places, start believing God, maybe take some extra jobs. Well, my dad was an electrician, worked for a big company. He's an electrician, but speaking. And so we start taking jobs on the side on Saturday. So we rewired a lot of old homes attics and wired boat docks. And we made a ton of money on Saturdays. And Saturday got to be kind of an exciting thing. Where are you going today? We're going up here to the lake, Chickamauga Lake, and we're going to rewire a boat dock. Somebody's got a new dock he's built and he wants some electricians, some floodlights. So we got to spend all day on the lake rewiring this boat dock. And I learned something every day. Now, some days I'm crawling through an attic that's 100 years old, that old nasty old stuff you insulate with. Man, I'd itch and scratch for a week after getting out of that attic. But we learned there's always a way to make extra money. Always. There's a way to get extra money. So don't panic. Don't get your mouth running the wrong direction. Father, I thank you for all of our need. I need you to open a door somewhere. You open doors, no man can shut. So I'm looking for an open door. In Jesus' name.
And don't do what I did in high school. I'm from a very small town, and you could open a credit line anywhere. I found out when I was 16 on your parents' name.
Woo.
So one day my dad went to the gas station and the owner comes out and says, hey, Bob, when are you going to pay on your gas charge account? And my dad goes, I didn't know I had a gas charge account. He goes, yeah, you do that one. The Angel opened for you and her. And my dad said, oh, how much does Angel and I owe on this account that she opened for me and her? And he said $78, which, listen, I had a Volkswagen Bug. That was a lot of
gas.
That
was huge, man. That was big time.
And that was a bad day. That was a really bad
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, I learned my lesson that summer. That was a bad summer.
We've all learned. We all learned. You learn the good way, you learn the bad way, but we learn. And God is a redeemer of whatever dumb things we've done, dumb decisions we made. God will forgive, forget. The Bible says we can run boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy and help in time of need. When you need mercy, when you've messed up on purpose.
Yeah.
You need mercy. When God said, you do this? Yeah. Did you know you were doing it when you did it? Yeah. How'd you think it was going to work out? I think you must talk, God. Well, how's it working for you? Not too good. God is still a merciful God. Blind Bartimaeus didn't ask for eyeballs. He asked for mercy. Jesus came walking down the road. Mercy, son of David. Have mercy. And he got him a new set of eyeballs. God's a good God. He'll meet you right where, where you're at. So talk to him. He'll open doors nobody can shut. He will. He will.
He will indeed. Thank you so much for being with us on this Monday. Like Joe said, we have a lot of resources, joemcgeeministries.com.
Yes.
And we look forward to hearing from you. Send in your questions. We sure love you guys.
Love you guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.